Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble and informative hadith. This hadith is about employment and livelihood, and it has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, this is a topic that has been touched upon in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "They who dispense the mercy of your Lord, it is we who have dispensed among them their livelihood in the present life, and raised some of them above others in rank, so that they may take others into service, and your Lord's mercy is better than what they amass." In another verse of the Holy Quran, we also read the following. This is about the story of the Prophet Moses, and it relates the something that one of the daughters of the Prophet Shu'aib mentioned to him. One of the two women said, "Father, hire him. Indeed, the best you can hire is a powerful and trustworthy man." In this connection, Imam Ali has been narrated as having said, of course, this hadith is about the verse, "It is we who have dispensed amongst them their livelihood," the same verse that we mentioned in the beginning of the program. He said, "Allah the Exalted told us that employment is one of the means of people's livelihood. He, in His wisdom, diversified their aspirations, motivations, and other states. Thus, He made man's employment of one another one of the means of people's livelihood. If every one of us was forced to build for himself, make his own furniture, and produce everything himself, the world's conditions would not be bearable, and people would not be able to endure them, and would find them impossible. But He ensured its management by diversifying their aspirations, so that everyone performs for others that which is compatible with his own capacity, in order for some of them to be served by others and for their conditions to be sound." This is actually a very interesting hadith, and it kind of alludes to something that some of the philosophers, such as Ibn Sina, have mentioned in some of their works, and that is that, human beings are naturally social in the sense that no human being can secure all of their needs by themselves and without the help and assistance of others. And it's for this reason that they come together and, you know, they distribute labor amongst themselves. And this is how societies and cities and civilization is formed. This leads to the promulgation and formulation of laws, right? And then ultimately prophecy and revelation. Because, you know, human beings, they cannot formulate a law themselves without it leading to conflict. And so it's, the responsibility of God to send, you know, this divine law via a prophet and revelation. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at employment and livelihood in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد